Thank you, Mr. President. I'm taking the floor to exercise my right of reply in response to the remarks made earlier today by the distinguished Foreign Minister of the Russian Federation, the Ambassador from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and remarks made by the Syrian Foreign Minister. Let me first start with my remarks on Russia. Unfortunately, Mr. President, Foreign Minister Lavrov has once again used an address to the CD during High Level Week to blame the United States for all that is wrong in the world. He specifically raised the INF Treaty. Now, let's be clear. The Russian Federation was in patent violation of the INF Treaty. Since 2013, the United States, under two different administrations, held over 30 plus meetings with Russia at different levels to try to persuade Russia to come back into compliance with the treaty. As we all know, Russia refused to do so. Regarding its INF range missile moratorium proposal, Moscow has already deployed several battalions of the 9M729 treaty-busting missile. The US has not deployed a similar ground launch cruise missile. So the Russian offer is not a serious one. On the subject of outer space, the major problem with Russia's narrative on this issue is both Russian and Chinese development, testing, and deployment of terrestrial-based anti-satellite weapons. The so-called PPWT put forward by China and Russia is substantially flawed and does not and never will garner consensus in the CD and thus should be withdrawn. Russia and China, however, should join a growing number of states in pursuing the establishment of norms of responsible behavior in outer space. On so-called NATO nuclear sharing, NATO's nuclear arrangements are fully consistent with the NPT. This issue was thoroughly discussed during the negotiations of the NPT, and all arrangements fall well within the spirit and letter of the treaty. I would also point out that following the NPT's entry into force in 1970, the Russian Federation has not raised this matter until 2014, following strong Western and international condemnation of Russia's invasion of Crimea. Russia and its malign actor friends should stop raising this false issue, because each time one of them does, it just further demonstrates the hollowness of their tired, baseless, and blatantly politicized arguments. In response to the remarks made earlier by the Iranian ambassador, last week, Secretary Blinken met his E3 counterparts and reiterated our long-standing position that if Iran comes back into strict compliance with its commitments under the JCPOA, the United States will do the same. In the joint statement out of that meeting, we and the E3 confirmed that we are prepared to give diplomacy a chance at the invitation of the High Representative of the European Union as coordinator of the Joint Commission. In the wake of that joint statement, the EU political director tweeted that he would be ready as a convener of the Joint Commission of the JCPOA to convene an informal meeting of the P5+1 and Iran to talk about the way forward on Iran's nuclear program. The Department of State then confirmed that we would be willing to accept this invitation. To be clear, Iran is out of compliance on a number of fronts, and it is still early days, but we are prepared to have a diplomatic conversation in close coordination with the P5+1 and our allies and partners in the region to press upon Iran the need to return to strict compliance with its nuclear commitments. With regard to the remarks made by the Syrian foreign minister, the US firmly supports the impartial and independent work of the OPCW. We applaud the OPCW's leadership, the technical secretariat, and the professional manner in which it carries out its mission. The OPCW's investigative and identification team has diligently carried out the work of its mandate, and we look forward to its future reports. My last point, Mr. President, Syria has used chemical weapons repeatedly against its own people. This cannot be denied. It is a fact, no matter how many times the regime denies it. The regime will be held to account for its crimes against the people of Syria. Let that be clear. Thank you, Mr. President.